So we're up to the Rambam. Okay, so the Rambam, we're in the sugya, remember, about if the Kohen wants to direct his matanos to his to someone else who's not a Kohen, right? So we did the Gemara according to Rashi, but now we're going to read the way the Rambam has it, and we'll notice the main problem is the Rambam leaves out this fact that he has to be a Rav, a Talmid Chacham or whatever. Okay, he leaves that out. The guy who he's directing them to.
Where is it again?
So it's Bikurim Shara Manas Kuna Shavigvolan Periktas. Hilchas Bikurim. It's kind of towards the end. Towards the end of the book. Shmita V'Yovel, and right before Shmita V'Yovel is Bikurim. Tes Chaf Aleph. Okay. So he says like this. Task of Aleph. Kohen shehayu lo chaverim. Sheinosen lo matanos. So if a Kohen has friends, they'll give him matanos. Okay? Right, that means he's usual to get matanos. Like that's that part, like he's popular or whatever. Right, he has friends who give him matanos. Im rotzo lezakos b'hem liyisrael chavero. If he wants to be mezaka these matanos to his Yisrael friend, the Yisrael who is his friend. A lot of friends here. Okay? His friends who give him the matanos, if he wants to be mezaka the matanos to Yisrael, who's his friend, how is that mezaka lobaim? You could do that. Alright? You could do that. V'afal pish lo bali yado. Even though they didn't come to his hand yet, he could just, you know, direct them, be mezaka them to his friends, as Yisrael. Right? V'yihiyu osam hachaverim. Zovchem v'nosun ha-matanos l'zah Yisrael l'shizachavim. And these first friends who shacht it, they'll slaughter the animal and give the matanos to this Yisraeli who was zochem. Okay? Right? Pretty straightforward. V'hu, that is, sheyia Yisraeli zebedochak. That this Yisrael who he's directing it to is, pressed. Pressed for ain't a lignos basar. He doesn't have meat to buy. Okay, he's pressed and he doesn't have meat. Yeah, Kohen shezochalo chavero, and the Kohen who is mezake to him is his friend. Okay, in other words, the Kohen is his friend. The Kohen who is giving it to him is his friend. Okay. But if the Kohen is not his friend, but is his servant, right? A schiro, lekito, his worker, eino mizakelo. And he can't be mizaket to your boss. The Kohen can't direct the Kohen the matanos to his boss. Until he gets it. Once he gets it, he do whatever he wants. Shema yizakelo al karcho, because maybe the boss is forcing him. So since he's being forced, it doesn't work. Has to be like his friend, where it's like a free giving. If it's a free giving, he could direct it to his friend. Right? As long as his friend is needy and poor. Right? He doesn't have meat. It's a good question. Is it his friend? Let's say he's just not a stranger. It's not clear. I mean, it's funny he's talking about friends. I mean, if he wants to just say he can't be his boss, unless it means his friend as opposed to his.
Opposed to his.
It's not clear. I mean, he's talking about friends, but...
Isn't that sometimes used loosely, though?
Maybe. I mean, the Torah it is, but I don't know if it's in the Rambam. I'm not sure. I mean, that's kind of the part of the good question. It's not clear. And that's in the halacha. Okay? So he has the conditions, basically. All the conditions, except for this thing about the... I mean, he doesn't have that the coin has to be rich. Right? It has to have extras. That he doesn't have. Right? Yeah, which is the only the Ritva has that though. It's not open. But he leaves out the fact that he's giving it to the Talmid Chacham. Doesn't seem to require that. And that's what the Ketzel Mishnah brings it down. That he says that the Rama must be learning Slav Dafka. That's just the case. Right? That was just the case. Happened to be the case. But the Gemara didn't make a big deal about that. And just whatever. Right? If you want to give it to your friend, it is not a Rav.
So the question is, how does that change things? Because yesterday part of our
swara was that the Dina Mamonis works because it works, it's the coins, and he could be directed to whoever he wants in Dina Mamonis. The only thing is, the Nesin has to have the character of Man Yechazku Torah Hashem, so it could do that through a poor Talmud Chacham, because he's also Torah Hashem, and he's poor, and therefore he's supporting the Torah Hashem. But once it's not a Talmud Chacham, so then the question is, then what's going on? And why does he have to be his poor friend? Like, what's a poor? Why is that, you know? Let him direct it to whoever he wants. What's the idea of poor altogether now? Right?
Right. Because you can't say minus with Haras Hashem, because it's just Tom could be a guy who's not Maratz or whatever. It doesn't say anything about him being anybody. So is this for Tztaka? It's not just Tztaka. Tztaka is Tztaka. There's Maratz Kavuna. So, that's the problem. Okay, so maybe Pshat is that the Rambam's holding, it's an honest kahuna, right?
But, see, the Kohen, and it has to have the character of an honest kahuna. But he holds like this, is that, see, what does the Kohen do with it? So the Kohen do whatever he wants with it. Give it to his animal, give it to whatever, right? And so you can do anything he wants with that. Now, the problem is like this, is if the Kohen just gives it to his friend, Stam says, you know what, give it to so-and-so, right? So now, it's not really Manas Kohen. In other words, even though you're giving it to him because the Kohen said so, but you're rendering the institution, basically, the Kohen saying is, I don't need it, why don't you give it to Yisrael? So then it's just the matam of Yisrael. It has nothing to do with Manas Kohen. I mean, it's true, it's, in Dinim Momonos, it's based upon the Zchus of the Kohen. But in terms of the character of what's going on here, you're rendering the recipient as just a gift to Yisrael. It's nothing to do with the Kohen anymore. But if the Kohen has a friend who's poor and who needs money, so what does it mean? It means the Kohen has a need. The Kohen himself has a need. Let's say, what does a Kohen do if his friend is poor? So he's basically, it's a friend who's poor who he's supporting. He's helping out. Right? So that's a tzorach of the Kohen. Right? Now that's a need of the Kohen. It's one of the Kohen's needs, is that he has to support his friend. Right? So when he directs it to his poor friend, so now that is really an asina to the Kohen. Not directly, but it's basically an asina which is taking care of the need of the Kohen. Right? It would be like you're paying his electric bill for him or whatever, you know. That is the tzarach of the Kohen, and that's the manas kahuna. Because you're basically, even though the physical maisa is not to the Kohen, it's to Yisrael. But it's the Yisrael who's the friend of the Kohen who he needs to help support. And he wants to help support. And that's why he's doing it. He's basically saying, "Is I have a friend who I need to support and direct it to him. I've got a whatever, and I want to help him have meat." So basically now the character of the Nesina is the character of a Nesina Kohen. Because it's basically a Nesina which is realizing the Tzorach of the Kohen. It's a Nesina which is really taking care of the Tzorach Kohen. The character, that's the nature of the Nesina, is it's taking care of his Tzorach. But if you're just saying is, the Kohen says, you know what, I don't really need it, I have a friend over there who loves meat. I'm going to give it to him. So that's not a tzarach of the Kohen. He's basically saying, the Kohen's saying is, I don't really need Manas Kohen, huh? But if you want to give a gift, give it to some other Yisrael. But that's not Manas Yisrael. Then you're basically just saying, it's just a gift to give to anyone who is hungry, who wants food, who wants good tasty stuff. But then the character of the gift, it undermines the character of Manas Kohen. Because it has nothing to do with the Kohen. It's true the Kohen says, give it to that guy. But who's that guy? What does it do with the Kohen? The Kohen's just saying is, I have a friend who I think would really love it. But now the nature of the character of the Nesina is no longer a Nesina Manas Kohen. But if it's a Tzorach, he has to be a Tzorach of the Kohen. So giving it to his friend, supporting his friend, who he would be supporting, right? Because the fact that he's giving his money to him obviously means that monetarily he feels an obligation to him. He feels like he needs him. And it could be that's why it is B'davka, his friend. If he just says, you know what, I don't need the money, but High Lifeline is a really good institution. I think maybe they could really use it. Just stop, whatever, I don't know. Make up some random guy in the street. There's a guy I happen to see on the street who I think, you know, would really appreciate it. I'm saying that also. It's not Staka. So it says, Bedafka, it's a friend of his, someone who he has a relationship with and he wants to support, and then he could give it off to him. In theory, it could have even been his boss. It doesn't have to be his friend, but the problems with his boss, you have different problems that it could be putting pressure. So his chavero is two things. Chavero, first of all, has to be someone he has a relationship with and he wants to support, but then chavero also means it has to be an equal chaver, not a dependent, you know, someone who's his boss, because there's a chash of the pressure. In theory, the boss would also work, because that could be the tzorach of the guy to support his boss, or whatever. But that's, you can't do that, because then there's a chash of the pressure. But it's the nature of the giving it off is because that's the tzorach of the kohen. So that's how he learns it. That's how the Rambam learns it in this case. Dine Mamanis really would work the same as yesterday. Dinos would work with anybody, because the nature of the Matana is Chos Mamon, and you realize Chos Mamon. But he holds the character of the Nesina has to be Nesina supporting the Kahuna. That's the nature of what it is. It's a Nesina, it's Manas Kahuna. So the thing is, that is, but that taking care of the Tzorach of the Kohen, he transfers his Chos money to that guy, and it's his Tzorach, because you're supporting his friend, which he wants to support. And that's also the character of supporting the Kahuna. Make it better. I think we should take this one more step. Is that the Rashi doesn't buy this, because according to Rashi, the only way to get out of giving it to the Kohen is if you could do this Man Yachzu Toras Hashem and whatever. If you could, right? If you could find Talmud Chacham. But let's say he had a friend who's not a Talmud Chacham, so then he wouldn't be able to do it, right? He wouldn't be able to do it. He wouldn't be able to just send it over to his poor friend, right? So apparently Rashi doesn't buy this. Right? So why not? Right? I mean, we have to find that kumachlokas. Right? Because the Rambam doesn't have the Yechus Kuf fine, but the Rambam's giving a more basic answer. That what's the whole problem? Just give it to your poor friend, and that's Zorch Lekalin. Apparently Rashi doesn't go for that. So maybe we could define that, and maybe we'll help make this a little clearer. You know? Levi said good. Is that the question is, I think we can even leave out the Machs Torah to Shampar. Now, the question is, when you say that it has to be an Asina to the Kohen, for whatever reason, I mean, Ram Master is Hashem or whatever, but in the scene of the Kuna, the character in the scene is Rimalikis and the scene is Kohen, does it mean in the Maisa itself has to be a Maisa of the scene of the Kohen? Okay? So then the fact that I'm giving it to a poor Yisrael who's the friend of the Kohen. So it's true, it might be because the Kohen needs it, but the action is just giving it to Yisrael. So the action has to be in line with the Kahuna. So that's not. I mean, unless you bring in this other thing of Asik Torah Hashem, Talmud Chacham, whatever, because then the Maisa is, I'm supporting a poor Talmud Chacham. But in other words, if it's not forgetting Talmud Chacham, I'm just giving it to the Kohen's friend. I mean, who's the Kohen's friend? He's just the Yisrael. So the action is just giving it to Yisrael. So it's not the Manas Kahuna. But if you say that in the Sina is not just the action itself, but there's the objective, that which it's realizing and fulfilling, so it is fulfilling the needs of the Kohen. In other words, it's the gift is a gift which is taking care of the needs of the Kohen. So it's true, it's not implicit in the action itself, but it's going to fulfilling the need of the Kohen. The Kohen has a need to support his poor friend, and now you're giving him a tana, which is satisfying that need. So the only thing is, it's indirect. So it's the goal of the kiyum of the matana, is the objective fulfillment of the matana, is that it's realizing the tzarach of the Kohen. And you could define it as manas kahuna because via its realization, that is realizing the tzarach of the Kohen. But then that's what Rashi said, that's what Ram holds. That's sufficient for it to have a character of Manas Kahuna, that is realizing that's the need of the Yisrael, of the Kohen. But Rashi holds that it has to be the din of Manas Kahuna in the Maisa itself, has to have a character of a Nesina Kohen. So if you give it to a Gavra of a Kohen, that works, but if you give it to his friend, the night Nesina itself doesn't have any character of the Kohen. So that's why Rashi has to say, it's only Talmud Chacham, because the Gavra of the Kohen is because the Gavra of Machzik Toras Hashem, and you could accomplish that through the Talmud Chacham. He has to go that whole other route, because it has to be implicit in the action itself. So it has to be, it can't be through the fact that you're giving it to, you're indirectly satisfying the need of the Kohen. You know, so that's the question. Is the shin, the matnas kahuna, the character of matnas kahuna, have to be implicit in the maisa, or it could just be in the kiyum of the gift, in the realization of the gift. And then it could be indirect as well. According to Rashi, it's all be in the maisa. So the maisa of giving to Yisrael, how could the maisa of giving to Yisrael even be anything? The maisa of giving to Yisrael. So you have to say, oh, this Yisrael is a special Yisrael. He's a Yisrael who models the Kohen. He's a Tam Chacham. He partakes of Machtoras Hashem. So the maisa of giving to the Yisrael satisfies the din of Avanas Kohen, of Machtoras Hashem. According to the Rambam, it doesn't have to be in the maisa. So you'll say, what's the value of giving it to the Yisrael? It's not the giving it to the Yisrael. It's who the Yisrael is relative to the Kohen. That's a tzorach of the Kohen to support his Yisrael. So when I give it to the Yisrael, it's not the Maisa, it's what am I realizing? I'm realizing the tzorach of the Kohen. So that's a Manas Kohen also. So you don't have to come on to imputing the Yisrael with any special significance. It's not the Yisrael per se, it's the Yisrael insofar as he's related to the Kohen. But Rashi doesn't buy insofar as he's related to the Kohen. All it has is an action to Yisrael. So you have to give him the special significance of a special Yisrael, of a Talmud Chacham Yisrael. The next thing, I have to check, but the next thing is the fact is that if you have a partnership, a Kohen is Pater Megivim Manas Kohen. Okay, that's a fact. If a Kohen has an animal, the Shachs, he doesn't have to give the Zoron Chayim Akeva to another Kohen. He's Pater. Another fact is if a Yisrael and a Kohen are Shutfim together, then also they're Pater. Okay, they're also pater. The shutvas is pater. Partners. Okay? So if it's half and half, whatever. Question is, let's say they're partners in the head of the animal, but let's say the rest of the animal is owned by the Yisrael alone. So do you say if your partner, so the head has the jaw in it? That's one of the things, is the jaw which is part of the head. So do you say, no, you're not going to have to give that matana, but the question is, could you split apart these matanas, or do you say that's it, once you put them one, you put them all. So I think that's what will be next. I have to look. Maybe there's something, I'm skipping over a little bit. But I think if that's it, I'll let you know, but if not, then it's on Kaflan Gelon Beis. It's like the fifth white line. Amar Rav Huna. Yeah, Kaflan Gelon Beis. And I guess it goes, I mean, there's a little bit of Gemara, but it goes until a little down. But the main thing is the beginning. But it goes, until you buy it, until like five lines, six lines in the bottom.